Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It's a really good Sunday morning. Good to have you here with us for Sunday morning Read the Word.
Good morning.
Sunday morning Read the Word. I'll bet you that the fireworks are going to be too crazy. Just give me a second. We got some fireworks out there. Slow it down just a little bit. I know. That's not what you're supposed to do when you first start a video, but they just seem to get a little bit louder. It's 4th of July weekend, and I don't have a problem with it. I know that it bothers the veterans, and I have a problem with that, but thank God for men with military-grade weapons who liberated us.
Amen.
From the control. We're there again. And it's because men have many weapons in their personal arsenals that they haven't already taken over this nation. But today we're here to talk about Jehu cleaning out the nation. And we're here to talk about there to receive communion together. And so glad to have you with us. For those of you that join us around the world, welcome. You want me to help you get this translated into your native language, and you have a command on that native language, God will use you to get it done, and I will help you, and it'll be awesome to see it go. 45 nations of the world we are in. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to speak this word into that many people's lives in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints. That's a lot of folks. What is the width? And the length, and the depth, and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we're now in 1 Kings chapter 9. Frog, thou shalt disappear. This is an interesting story of the prophet and the king. You may not be remembering it, but you ain't never read such an interesting book till you read this one. Welcome to all of you that are joining us live. 1 Kings 9:1. And Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets and said to him,
Second Kings 9.
Even though we said first, there was a first, but now we're in the second.
Now it starts out the same.
Does it have the right, actually have the right words? Get yourself ready. Take this flask of oil in your hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. Listen to this. When you arrive at the place, look there for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in, make him rise up from among his associates and take him to an inner room. You notice this is not Elisha doing this. This is one of the sons of the prophet. Then take the flask of oil, pour it on his head, and say, thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and do not delay. you gotta think that the son of the prophet's like, oh my Lord, what is gonna go on when I start running? Oh, I love it. So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. When he arrived there, captains of the army sitting, he said, I have a message for you, commander. Jehu said, for which one of us? And he said, for you, commander. And he rose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord of Israel. You shall strike down the house of Ahab your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. Wicked demonic spirit. Yeah. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all males in Israel, both bond and free. That means his sons and any male who was a servant to him. The only way to God get that demon. So I'll make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. The dogs shall eat Jezebel on the plot of ground at Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Everybody say it. At least he did what he was supposed to do. Then Jehu came to the servants of his master, and one said to him, is all well? Why did this madman come to you? And he said to them, you know the man and his babble.
Didn't listen at all, did they?
Don't treat the prophet or his servant in that manner. And they said, a lie, tell us now. So he said, thus and thus he spoke to me, saying, thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. Then each man hastened to take his garment, put it under him on the top of the steps, and they blew the trumpet, saying, Jehu is king. So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nishimi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had been defending Ramoth-Gilead, he and all of Israel, against Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram had returned to Jezreel to recover from the wound which the Syrians had inflicted on him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, if you are so minded, let no one leave or escape from the city to go and tell it in Jezreel. So Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel for Joram, who was laid up there, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, had come down to see Joram. Now a watchman stood on the tower in Jezreel, and he saw the company of Jehu as he came and said, I see a company of men. Joram said, get a horseman, send him to meet them. Let him say, is it peace? The horseman went to meet him and said, thus says the king, is it peace? Jehu said, what have you to do with peace? Turn around and follow me. So the watchman reported, saying, the messenger went to them, but is not coming back. He sent out a second horseman who came to them and said, thus says the king, is it peace? And Jehu answered, what have you to do with that, with peace? Turn around and follow me. Watchman reported, saying, he went to them, and he's not coming back. And the driving is like the driving of Jehu. That's one of them biblical statements that people make.
Uh-huh.
Driving like Jehu. All right? For he drives furiously. I know a few people in Williston. Anyways. Then Joram said, make ready. And his chariot was made ready. Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out each in his chariot. And they went out to meet Jehu and met him on the property of Naboth, the Jezreelite. Happened when Joram saw Jehu that he said, is it peace, Jehu? He answered, what peace? As long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many.
Wow.
There it is. She was into witchcraft. Joram turned around and fled and said to Ahaziah, "Treachery, Ahaziah." Jehu drove his bow with full strength and shot Jehoram between his arms, and the arrow came out at his heart, and he sank down in his chariot.
Wow.
Jehu said to Bidkar, his captain, "Pick him up, throw him into the tract of field of Naboth, the Jezreelite, for remember, when you and I were riding together behind Ahab, his father, that the Lord laid this burden upon him. Surely I saw yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his son, says the Lord, and I will repay you in this plot, says the Lord. Now therefore take and throw him on the plot of ground according to the word of the Lord." See, God's wrath is reserved for his enemies, and it really is reserved for his enemies. And he really does have wrath. That's why you got to walk with God. You don't want to be, you got to be on the right side. All right. 27, when Ahaziah, king of Judah, saw this, he fled by the road to Beth-Hagan. Jehu pursued him and said, "Shoot him also in the chariot." They shot him at the ascent of Gur, which is by Ibleam. Then he fled to Megiddo and died there. And his servants carried him in the chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in his tomb with his fathers in the city of David. In the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, Ahaziah had become king over Judah. Now when Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezreel heard of it, and she put paint on her eyes and adorned her head and looked through a window. This is Jezebel. Wicked. Put paint on her eyelids. Don't worry. 31.
You might want to clear it.
Forever, the church has said, don't women paint in their eyes. You look just like Jezebel. They're just people that are jealous. They don't want to wear no makeup, and they're too ugly, and everybody else is pretty because they wear makeup. Was that the right thing to say, or was that not very nice?
Your hole is getting deeper.
My hole's getting deeper. All right. Then Jehu entered the gate and said, "Is it peace?" Am I peace? No, you've got the women mad. Zimri, murderer of your master. He looked up at the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" Two of the three eunuchs looked out at him. He said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down. Out she came. And some of her blood splattered on the wall and on the horses, and he trampled her underfoot.
No mercy there anymore.
When he'd gone in, he ate and drank. Well, I got that mission accomplished. What's for supper? He said, "Go now, see to this accused woman, cursed woman, bury her, for she was a king's daughter." So they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Therefore, they came back and told him, and he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, on the plot of ground at Jezreel, dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the corpse of Jezebel shall be as refuse on the surface of the field in the plot at Jezreel, so that they shall not say, here lives Jezebel." Chapter 10. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. How many wives did he have? And Jehu wrote and sent letters to Samaria to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders and to those who reared Ahab's sons, saying, "As soon as this letter comes to you, since your master's sons are with you, and you have chariots and horses, a fortified city also, and weapons, choose the best qualified of your master's son, set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house." But they were exceedingly afraid and said, "Look, two kings could not stand up to him. How then can we stand? And he was in charge of the house, and he was in charge of the city, the elders also, and those who reared the son sent to Jehu, saying, 'We are your servants. We will do all you tell us, but we will not make anyone king. Do what is good in your sight.'" He wrote a second letter to them saying, "If you are for me, and will obey my voice, take the heads of the men, your master's sons, and come to me at Jezreel by this time tomorrow. There was no waiting. The king's sons, 70 persons, were with the great men of the city who were rearing them. So it was when the letter came to them that they took the king's sons, slaughtered 70 persons, put their heads in baskets, and sent them to him at Jezreel. Messenger came and told him, saying, they have brought the heads of the king's sons. And he said, lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until morning. So it was in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, you are righteous. You are righteous. Indeed, I conspired against my master and killed him. But who killed all these? Know now that nothing shall fall to the earth of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab, for the Lord has done what he spoke by his servant Elijah. Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his close acquaintances and his priests, until he left him nothing remaining. And he arose and departed and went to Samaria. On the way at Beth Ekid of the shepherds, Jehu met with the brothers of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, who are you? They answered, we are the brothers of Ahaziah. We have come down to greet the sons of the king and the sons of the queen mother. He said, take them alive. So they took them alive and killed them at the well of Beth Ekid, 42 men, and he left none of them. This dude had a pretty serious assignment, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now, when he departed from there, he met Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and said to him, is your heart right, as my heart is toward your heart? And Jehonadab answered, it is. Jehu said, if it is, give me your hand. So he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. He said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So they had him ride in his chariot. Thank God for coffee on a Sunday morning. And when he came to Samaria, he killed all who remained to Ahab in Samaria, till he had destroyed them, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu gathered all the people together and said to them, Ahab served Baal a little. Jehu will serve him much. He just killed all of those people because they were bad. Mm-hmm. And now he just said, and I'm going to serve Baal more than Ahab. I don't care how smart ignorance sounds. Do not follow it.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
No idea.
Well, anyways. Therefore, call to me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants, and all his priests. Let no one be missing. For I have a great sacrifice for Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live. But Jehu acted deceptively, with the intent of destroying the worshippers of Baal. I knew that. Anyways, Jehu said, proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. So they proclaimed it. Jehu sent throughout all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left who did not come. So they came into the temple of Baal, and the temple of Baal was full from one end to the other. And he said to the one in charge of the wardrobe, bring out vestments for all the worshippers of Baal. He brought them out vestments. Then Jehu and Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, went into the temple of Baal and said to the worshippers of Baal, search and see that no servants of the Lord are here with you, but only the worshippers of Baal. Interesting. So they went to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had appointed for himself 80 men on the outside and had said, if any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escapes, whoever lets him escape, it shall be his life for the life of the other. It happened as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, go in and kill them. Let no one come out. And they killed them with the edge of the sword. Then the guards and the officers threw them out and went into the inner room of the temple of Baal. And they brought the sacred pillars out of the temple of Baal and burned them. They broke down the sacred pillar of Baal and tore down the temple of Baal and made it a refuse dump to this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal from Israel. However, Jehu did not turn away from the sons of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin, that is, from the golden calves that were at Bethel and Dan. And the Lord said to Jehu, because you have done well in doing what is right in my sight, and have done to the house of Ahab all that was in my heart, your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation. Now see, God said to David, you're going to have a son on the throne of in Jerusalem forever. But this guy says four generation. Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all of his heart. For he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel sin. Just do not be like these people. In those days, the Lord began to cut off parts of Israel, and Hazael conquered them and all the territory of Israel. From the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, Gad, Reuben, Manasseh, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, including Gilead and Bashan. The rest of the acts of Jehu, all that he did, all that in his might, they are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. So Jehu rested with his father. They buried him in Samaria. Then Jehoahaz, his son, reigned in his place. And the period that Jehu reigned over Israel and Samaria was 28 years. My, my, my. Chapter 11. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehosheba, the daughter of the king Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid them and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah so that he was not killed. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. That's a long time to hide a kid. But there it is. In the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds of the bodyguards and the escorts and brought them into the house of the Lord to him, and he made a covenant with them and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, this is what you shall do. One-third of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. One-third shall be at the gates of Sir, and one-third at the gate behind the escorts. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. The two contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapon in his hand, and whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in. So the captains of hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada, the priest, commanded. Each of them took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath with those who were going off duty in the Sabbath and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and the shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escort stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple by the altar in the house. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him a testimony, made him king, and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, long live the king. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to the custom. And the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, treason, treason. And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, take her outside under guard, slay with a sword whoever follows her. For the priest had said, do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord. So they seized her, and she went by the way of the horses, entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in pieces its altars, its images, and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars, and the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land. And they brought the king down from the house of the Lord and went by way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. He sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword in the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became a king.
Wow.
That's a young age to be taking charge of the whole kingdom. But that's how they did it, and they listened to the advisors, and that's the process. Now, this is the part of the program that we call Circle the Wagons. You know, it's very interesting. God told Jehu to do all that, kill all them people, because they didn't have the ability to bind the devil. Jesus had to come and give his life and give us the power to bind the devil. So they had to go in and annihilate that whole group of people. And, you know, you and I, we don't have to do that today. And our military has done that from time to time. And, of course, this weekend is 4th of July weekend when we're celebrating our birthday of our American forefathers who said, enough's enough. And this is our day of independence. So, no matter what goes on in your life, it's like, how many times do you have to hear it said? If you're doing what God asks you to do, you might as well go ahead and get your heart right. Yeah. That's Jehu's problem. His heart wasn't right. He still wanted the Baals. He still wanted to serve a false god. And it doesn't matter. It can be your job. It can be your business. It can be your home, your yard, your garden, your dog, your cat, your kid, your wife. It don't matter. Thou shalt have no other gods before you. Zero. And just walk with God. My goodness, it's not this hard. Just walk with God. Now, this is Sunday. So we always receive communion together on Sunday. So get your communion elements, and I'll tell you how we're going to do this. How this works is I'm going to read the communion prayer, or the verses right out of the Bible here, so that you'll be instructed in how to properly receive communion. And then once we read the Bible, we'll pray the prayer of salvation. And then once we pray the prayer of salvation, I'll give you about 2 minutes of instruction and discipleship. Once that's finished, we'll receive the communion elements. That's how we do it around here. Works every time. The power of God is not only present to be a blessing to you, but it is present right now. Heal you in your body according to God's holy word. Proverbs chapter 4 says this word will be life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. All of it. From the top of the hair to the bottom of your peles. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28 and verse 31. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. All of it. From the prophecy in the garden to Jesus on the throne. All of it's done. Let a man examine himself. So let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Now, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment when somebody else is judging us. And when we're standing before Jesus, we can be bold there. Why? Because as he, Jesus, is right now, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and all the torment and trauma that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Keep getting my verses here because it makes it easier. Now, I'm going to pray. Sister Lane's going to pray. I guarantee you, if you pray this prayer and you mean it from the depths of your heart, you'll be right with God in 2 minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again for me.
And you rose again for me.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my
life. All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and
your all of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and
filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Filling. Think about it. Filling every part. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
My heavenly
and live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
Yes,
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And you might say, Pastor, something's going on the inside of me. I know, I know. You know what I know it is? It is the love of God. It's the blessing of God. It's the mercy of God. You said, fill me with all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. And he did. He filled you. Just like that. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask him for the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. What's going on is light from heaven has filled every cell of your body. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith, and he just came to live inside of you. God the Father, your Father who created you, puts you in your mama's womb. He came and they've made their abode right here. And they're leaving you from the inside out. Many of us have been trained religiously, and we think we're listening to God for our ears. No, it's a knowing that comes down in here. And God speaks to you audibly and you can hear it. Well, God, glory be to God. There's been a lot of people that's had that happen to them, and they'd think that'd be pretty cool. You probably will shake in your shoes a little bit, but you might say, Pastor, how am I going to remember all this? Right down there in the link of this is playlist that takes you from Genesis to where we are. Listen to it again and again and again. Binge listen to it, as the old saying goes. And you'll begin to get it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. Whatever it is you need in your life, just get those verses out and don't stop saying it until it comes to pass. And God will be that kind of blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive communion. Now get you some bread and water. Get you some crackers and grape juice, something. And receive this with us. It doesn't matter who you are or what church you're from. We are the body of Christ, and so are you. Then you can receive these elements right now. Ready? Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you,
Jesus,
Lord.
You were wounded.
Jesus, you were
for wounded. My transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The
chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for
my peace.
Is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing
every
broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every
in my body.
In my body.
You want to say that one again? Just tap yourself. Body.
Body.
Receive the power of God.
Yeah, receive the power of God.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
From the body of Christ.
From the body of Christ.
And the body of Christ in my community.
And the body of Christ in
Jesus'
my
mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive name. His broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You endured the cross, despising the shame, and you did it all for us. And now, lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
Forever.
I
am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become
and
you.
All things have become
and
you.
I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
By the Lord. Blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made
and
white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. And now,
Lord.
Let's sing our song. What was that song we were just singing in the last program? Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Right there in the notes of the program, there'll be timestamps. There'll be timestamps in the comments. And you can take you right to that specific spot in the teaching where we were talking about it. Even can come back and listen to this message. I mean, this prayer of salvation again. And it'll be a blessing to you. Well, happy 4th of July. We'll see you again on Monday morning. We will have the program on Monday morning, so don't miss it. I'm going to ask you questions on Tuesday. Anyways, we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being our partners. And if you want to help us put this gospel message we have out there for other people to hear, get in contact because God's sending it out there. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you soon.